首先我们来看 boy 选项当中 in turn 轮流的 I think we should clean the classroom in turn 我认为我们应该轮流打扫教室。那么第四个选项 cycle 周期循环 circle 圆圈环状物，所以这两个字是很好区分的。 Now translate the following phrase，请同学们翻译下面的短语 Draw a circle 画一圆圈 The cycle of the seasons Cycle The cycle of the seasons 季节的循环 OK Number 11 George was stuck George was firmly stuck 乔治被卡得很紧那么 A 选项 strictly 严格的boy 选项 well and truly 这是口语当中的非正式用语 it means completely 那表示完全的彻底的所以我们应该选用 well and truly 因为它意思和 firmly 非常接近注意这个口语当中用法 well and truly 表示完全彻底的 now translate a sentence please Tom 烂醉如泥 Tomwas well and truly drunk well and truly drunk ok C 选项 hardly 几乎不 D 选项 by no means 无论如何绝不那么它在英文的这个表达方式当中相当于介词短语 in no way on no account in no sense Number 12, George was not true by his experience. 原文当中用到了动词 upset, 没有被他的这次经历而感到不安。那么内心里的不安的情绪我们当然应该选择 boy 选项。George was not too distressed by his experience. A 选项 move, 移动打动。C 选项 excite, 激动。第四个选项 embarrass 窘迫 for example they look at each other embarrassed 他们困窘的互相注视对方 distress 是难过是悲伤 for example please don't distress yourself please don't distress yourself 请你不要再忧愁了那么它的过去分词形式 distressed 起到了形容词的作用悲痛的悲伤的 He was most distressed to hear the sad news He was most distressed to hear the sad news 那么听到这个悲伤消息的时候十分的难过 But George was not too distressed 而乔治并不感到很难过Okay, so much for the exercise in lesson 15. It's our time to study lesson 16. Mary had a little lamb. Please open your books at page 74. Read with me aloud. Prize. Pie. Theft. Accuse. Deny. Ashamed.Apologize. Die. Read at me once more. Prize. Tie. Theft. Accuse. Deny. Ashamed. Apologize. Die. Do you know how to use the first word prize? Prize.在本课是一个形容词珍贵的宝贵的而不表示奖金 It means valuable precious cherishable dear Now read after me aloud Prize valuable precious cherishable dear For example, Mary has got a prize lamb. 玛丽有一头宝贝羊羔。The cat is prized to the old lady. 对猫对于这老太太来讲很贵重。Next, tie. 及物动词拴系。重点强调把某物拴在什么上。Tie something to. For example, I tied a dog to a tree. 我把这狗拴在了树上。Tie 不仅表示拴系，也表示与什么什么有联系。For example, he's tied to his family. 那么名词 tie 领带也表示关系，特别强调血缘关系。Next, theft 偷盗行为，偷盗案。For example, he reported the theft to the police. 他把这宗偷盗案报告给警察了。Accuse, 指控，谴责。Accuse somebody of doing something. 指控某人，谴责某人做了某事。He accused his neighbor of stealing his bicycle. 他指控邻居偷了他的自行车。Accuse 和动词 charge 相比，语义要弱得多。Accuse 往往强调的是严厉的指责，而 charge, charge, 强调控告。控告某人做了某事 charge somebody with doing something. Next, deny, 否认 means not admit, 不承认。我们在应用的时候 deny 务必和名词动名词搭配连用。 deny doing something. For example, he denied stealing the lamb. 他否认偷了羊。 He denied the truth.他否认这事实。如果我们表达 deny somebody nothing, deny somebody nothing 表示百依百顺。Not translate sentence. He denies his wife nothing. 他对他的妻子可以说是百依百顺。Deny oneself. 不要翻译为否认自己，而是表达克制自己。在有些场合我们必须要克制自己。On some occasions,We must deny ourselves.